All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose has drawn a name out of the hat because he had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got wild card. Jeff picks.
Jeffrey.
Let's go with Jose.
Oh, dang it.
Try to say it nice.
Jose's got the shock collar while he's putting that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shock collar question of the day.
When you're a world-famous stand-up comedian, not only will you get to film your own comedy special, but occasionally your special will play in movie theaters around the country.
I know, Jeff. It's my future.
And that's why I gave this to you, Jose.
Oh,
recently,
okay.
A list came out of the highest-grossing stand-up comedy films of all time. Some of the comedians whose specials are in the top five are Eddie Murphy, Kevin Hart, and the original kings of comedy. That includes Steve Harvey, D.L. Hughley, Bernie Mac, Cedric the Entertainer, for people who don't know. And name the other two comedians whose specials made the top five.
Ooh.
Man.
Oh, it has to be, who's the...
Dude, I have so much going through my head right now, I need to focus.
Who's the cheesy country dudes that, like, it's all a show?
The blue collar.
Yeah, Foxworthy. Jeff Foxworthy has to be in the top one.
Did he have one in theaters?
I don't know. I think they did come out with the blue collar.
Oh, they did. Movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was Get Her Done and Ron White. And...
You know, Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy, he had one 2 years ago, I think, that was in theaters.
Yeah, that's right.
I think
right.
It did okay.
And he was doing arenas.
Wait, did he say Chris Rock already?
No.
I did not mention Chris Rock.
Yeah, he did have a theater one. Huh? I think he did.
Okay.
Richard Pryor. I mean... Is this, will you read it again? Is it a,
oh, I know. Jerry Seinfeld.
Good.
See?
Read the question one more time.
Yeah, yeah.
Recently, a list came out of the highest grossing stand-up comedy films of all time. Some of the comedians whose specials made the top five are Eddie Murphy, Kevin Hart, the original kings of comedy. Name the other two comedians whose specials are in the top five.
Eddie Griffin Raw, when he was in the red leather.
Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Murphy.
It's Eddie Murphy,
like,
whose name I said
Eddie
is
Murphy.
Part of that list.
Okay, so Chris Rock. Chris Rock is for
and
sure
And what about
one.
Bill Cosby?
Chris Rock for sure, and I think Jewel might be right. Gabriel Iglesias, he was doing arenas.
He's not right. Jeffrey spent five minutes making fun of him. What are you not hearing anything?
Jubal, help me. Jubal.
You say Richard Pryor?
Richard Pryor, yes. Okay. Richard Pryor, there you go.
Out of the highest grossing stand-up comedy films of all time, these are the people whose specials made the top five. Eddie Murphy, Kevin Hart, the original kings of comedy, and the other two... In 1982, Richard Pryor grossed $36 million
nice.
For
okay.
his special. And then in 2002, making $19 million, was Martin Lawrence.
Oh, I did,
you did say Martin.
And then I freaked out about it.
I think that was the one where he had the fence and he was just an all-leather outfit. Man,
yeah,
I wish I could be on that leather level where I could just wear all leather all the time.
It sounds so sweaty, man.
I know, but that's true success.
Oh, my God, especially under those stage lights.
Somebody wanted to sing Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks.
Oh, this is my jam. I got
it. So before you get shocked.
Cause I got friends in low places.
I know. Should have shocked Jose a while ago. Everybody saying that. But anyway, have a great day. Today's show was produced by Steve Master Blaster Boyd and Jeff Batter Blaster DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.